John McGivern's in the studio with us.
Do me a favor. Start that. Okay. A couple Saturdays ago, I was on the corner of Water and Plankington. I was with my cousin Midge and her husband Tom and their kids. And I was with thousands watching the 90-minute procession of Everything Irish, the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. This, of course, was not my first parade. The first parade I recall was the great circus parade that went down our Milwaukee streets every 4th of July from 1963 through 2003. We had neighborhood 4th of July parades from our East Side grade school to Lake Park, where we would get a free cup of vanilla ice cream with a wooden spoon from the park lady after we found out who won the best decorated bike contest. Guess what? I won it a lot. I remember the holiday parades and the Labor Day parades. Parades! I was invited to be part of the Grafton Christmas Parade this last November. My mom lives in Grafton, and I invited her to ride along with me in a horse-drawn carriage and wave to the people of Grafton. She said, "Oh, John, why would I want to be in a parade? I'd be too nervous." I reassured her things would be fine, and she agreed to ride along. We showed up at the staging area and waited for the horse and carriage. The horse arrived and completely freaked, galloping and rearing and biting, and my mom said, "This is bad. That horse seems as nervous as me. Do you think this is going to be safe?" The parade people fired the horse and found a 2-seater convertible BMW for my mom and I to ride in. We had a driver. My mom sat in the passenger seat. I sat on the back. The McGivern signs that were attached to the horse carriage were not transferred to the sports car. So we just appeared in the parade with no signage, just waving to the Grafton masses. What I heard most on that 2-mile procession was, "Who is that?" "Whoever he is, he sure has a nice car." By the end of the parade, my mom was having the time of her life and was recognized by her hairdresser, her condo club ladies, and her podiatrist. I realized later she should have been sitting on the back of the car. My friend from Boston, Chris Tarian, who played in Sheer Madison with me, was working in Milwaukee, in fact, doing Sheer Madison the summer of 2001. He had never been here before, and a couple days before the 4th of July, he said, "Hey, John, what's going on Water Street? There are people tying lawn chairs with twine to the parking meters." I said, "Well, of course they are. They're reserving their spaces for the circus parade in 2 days. He said, "What? You mean to tell me that those chairs will still be there in 2 days? I said, "You bet."
Sure.
And that's the kind of town I want to say I'm from, where you can tie a chair to a parking meter and 2 days later have a front row seat to an exciting 90-minute parade. Gotta love a parade.
That is very unique to Wisconsin.
Completely.
Oh, absolutely. Completely. You tie those chairs to anything, yep. Anywhere else, those chairs are gone within 2 hours.
These communities now, though, are learning that you can't do it. You know, like Cedarburg won't let you do it until after 6 o'clock the night before. So it can't go days before, you know, at the 6 o'clock in the evening for the next morning parade.
The Grafton parade is a lot of fun. I did that for several years. Somehow fell off the list and have not been asked back. But
well, we should ride behind. We should ride together.
We should.
Me, you, and you,
and Sue and Patrick and your mom.
Wouldn't that be? They'd be like,
"You'd need a really big car."
They'd be like, "Is that Steve?"
His last name is Brandt.
Same last
name. That must be his ex-wife and his kids.
Right.